I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. The Oscar nominations have been announced. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
Oppenheimer leads the Oscar nominations with 13.
How about because this is the most important thing to ever happen in the history of the world?
Oppenheimer's nominations include Best Picture, as well as acting nominations for Cillian Murphy, Emily Blunt, and Robert Downey Jr., and directing for Christopher Nolan. Barbie had 8 nominations, including Best Picture and Ryan Gosling for Supporting Actor, but Greta Gerwig was passed over for Best Director. The other contenders for Best Picture are American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Past Lives, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. The Oscars are March 10th in Los Angeles.
Nikki Haley is hoping to capitalize on her strength with independent voters and anti-Trump voters in today's New Hampshire GOP primary. In the first results released early this morning, all 6 registered voters in tiny Dixville Notch cast their ballots for Haley. I'm Rita Foley.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.